Good Wednesday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by JP Morgan Chase. We're kicking off this morning with Trump tweets looking a little stranger than fiction. Late last night, he tweeted that, quote, FBI Director Comey was the best thing that ever happened to Hillary Clinton in that he gave her a free pass for many bad deeds, the phony. And again, that, quote, Trump-Russia story was an excuse used by the Democrats as justification for losing the election. Perhaps Trump just ran a great campaign. Trump's jabs come after Hillary Clinton was all over cable news Tuesday talking about why she lost, including this money quote, where she argued that if the election had been on October 27th, I'd be your president. And more than anything, blamed Comey for interfering in the election. Here's an important programming note. Comey is scheduled to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee at 10 a.m. today in open session in Dirksen. On to healthcare reform. We've got a first in playbook, a potential sign of what's to come for Republicans with Save My Care, a group working to stop the Obamacare repeal, out with an ad that highlights Republican opposition to the GOP healthcare proposal, juxtaposed with Representative Tom MacArthur's support. The ad shows how opponents plan to make lawmakers who support the AHCA pay. Our colleagues Josh Dossi, Bresnahan, and Rachel Bades scoop that the GOP are doing a last-minute change to their Obamacare repeal bill, drafting an amendment that would address concerns from moderates about how the legislation treats pre-existing conditions. Trump is expected to get personally involved in trying to sell the bill. He made at least a dozen phone calls seeking support for the bill Tuesday, and Capitol Hill and administration officials said he will host lawmakers at the White House on Wednesday. HuffPost's Matt Fuller has a whip list. So far, 20 no's, 13 undecided, 14 are leaning yes, and 7 lean no. Remember, the math is pretty simple. 23 no's kills the bill. Here are the stakes. For Trump, those still calling him a dealmaker, despite the fact that he hasn't cut one significant legislative deal as president, this will be that telling moment. Trump isn't really cutting this potential deal. It's coming off of Capitol Hill, but he'll have the chance to seal it when lawmakers go to the White House today. For Ryan, the House is basically ungovernable at this point, but Paul Ryan is the public face of that. He really needs to get this across the finish line for his own internal political purposes. People are watching. There's increasing alarm about letting the healthcare vote slip past the 11-day House recess that begins tomorrow night. The earliest the healthcare bill could come to a vote is Thursday, and that would be pretty tricky considering changes are still being made. Now remember, Republicans dumped all over Democrats when they made changes to the healthcare bill behind closed doors outside the committee process. Look where the GOP is now. Who knew healthcare was so hard? Nancy Cook has a zinger of a story on the Heritage Beat, with former Senator Jim DeMint not leaving the Heritage Foundation quietly, to say the least. He put out a statement defending his tenure just hours after the board unanimously voted to oust him. It's worth noting, outside groups often part ways with their leaders when there is a difference of opinion about the way an organization is run. But this public back and forth and mudslinging between DeMint and the Heritage Board through the press is unusual at best and harmful to the future of the group at worst. In the juice, we've got the exclusive on Speaker Paul Ryan serving as the special guest at a fundraiser on Capitol Hill Tuesday night for Karen Handel's bid for the House. Ryan was also spotted dining at Ocean Prime with Anheuser-Busch's CEO and Doug Bailey from AB's DC shop, along with other beer industry guests. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.